CPAC panel praises Andrew Breitbart, he was a titan. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 22, 2024. A conservative political action conference. CPAC, panel moderated by Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle ended with members expressing gratitude for Andrew Breitbart and the legacy he created. Boyle hosted a panel which focused on possible Democrat alternatives to Biden, namely, Michelle Obama or Vice President Kamala Harris. He, Biden, just put up a major fundraising number in January. But at the same time, you have a special counsel report that shows what we all know. This guy belongs in a memory care institution, not the Oval Office, Boyle said as panel members, including podcaster Monica Crowley, radio host Larry O'Connor, and senior columnist of townhall.com Kurt Schlichter, discussed the possibilities and likelihood of Democrats pushing Biden aside and promoting someone such as Michelle Obama or Harris. But the panel ended on a different note, as O'Connor took a moment to honor Andrew Breitbart. I would like to say because we keep saying Madden Breitbart, 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 and I just can't not take this opportunity real fast. It was 15 years ago at CPAC that my friend and brand new boss Andrew Breitbart told me to come here. And this is my 15th time here on this stage, he said. Watch, Breitbart's Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle moderates panel at CPAC 2024. If it weren't for Andrew Breitbart, Kurt Schlichter wouldn't be sitting here. He said as Schlichter agreed and chimed in, I would just be a lawyer. Matt wouldn't be sitting here now, and on March 1st, we're going to honor and recognize the 12th anniversary of his untimely passing, O'Connor said. So since we're at CPAC, and CPAC is connected so dearly to Andrew Breitbart, if I could just say, God bless you and thank you, Andrew, for everything you've done for us, he said to applause. I would just echo everything Larry said about Andrew. Boyle said as panel members added that Breitbart would have loved the conversation. Andrew Breitbart was a titan, Boyle added.